Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here with a name you know, and you've got to know him a whole lot more in recent weeks. Ben Carter, how you doing?
Hello, mate. I'm doing good. Hope you're well. I'm glad to be here.
You've had, as we film this, probably one of the biggest weeks of your career, a roller coaster week. You've had, I mean, explain to me the emotions that you've been through over the last 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, you know, I just like I can't really wrap my head around it, to be honest. It's a bit like, it's just like very surreal. You know, like seeing everyone's like comments on like social media, just like saying like how well they thought I did, you know, everyone, like that's very like overwhelming. It's everything I've like ever really wanted at this stage of my career. So it's like, it's very much just awesome. Like it doesn't feel real. So yeah, it feels good.
So Tuesday in particular, what we're speaking of, AW Dark and the late night dynamite that unfolded. I mean, it's one thing to go out there and have a breakout performance. It's another thing to go out there and have two breakout performances. You're brought in for these tapings. What did you know going into those tapings?
Not a lot. Just that I knew that I was like wrestling in some capacity. But when I like rocked up on the day, on like the first day of those set of tapings, and I saw that I was wrestling Scorpio Sky on a TV special, I had to like double check it and ask a couple of people, like, is that like a mistake? like I'm pretty sure I was supposed to be on like Dark, you know, like in like a 5-minute match. You know, so like I was very much like very surprised by that. Very thankful for it that they had the faith in me to go out there and mix it up on national television with one of their top guys. So I was very shocked.
And what kind of feedback did you get before we get into the matches themselves?
Yeah. So like it was a very like high pressure situation, and like Luckily, I felt like I coped with the pressure well, and everyone was proper supportive and positive about everything. And you know, it was like surreal having like all these people say like, "Oh, you did like really well." Like these guys that I've watched for ages, and being in the same locker room as them to begin with was very like. But then to have them come up to me and give like critiques and. You know, tell me I did well here, like did well there, stuff that I could work on. It was great. So it was just insane experience.
And the late night dynamite match, I mean, basketball, playoff basketball here in the States is gigantic. And
so I've heard.
Yeah, it's a big deal, especially when you got Shaq and Charles Barkley that talking trash. Like, I don't watch a lot of regular season NBA games. I watch ones that are on TNT because Shaq and Barkley are there. And it's inside the NBA. It's almost like an attraction. So that was the lead-in for your match, and that had to be strategically placed. How did that make you feel when you saw that and you realized that you were going to be one of the first people that a lot of basketball fans see when they tune in?
Yeah, like, again, it's like my brain can't, like, comprehend how cool that is. You know, I don't know what the stats were, like how many people had actually seen it, but all I know is that it was probably like quite a lot of people. So, I mean, that was very cool. again, like, I'm very just thankful for the opportunity, and to have, like, just to have, like, Jericho and Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone and Excalibur, like, cool in my match, it's just, like, insane. So, I mean, a whole lot of emotions, and all of them are good.
Yeah, I mean, Dark is a great show. I really enjoy it, and I like the variety of things they do there. But when you were on the Late Night Dynamite, you know for a fact that Chris Jericho, one of the top stars in wrestling, has his eyes on your match.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's there, and he's in the flesh, and he's on commentary, and it was a very, like, high-pressure situation. Like literally, like, 5 minutes before I was about to walk out, Jericho rocks up, and he's like, Tony, do you need me for this? And I was looking like, wait, is he going to be on? Like, I didn't know. So Tony's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then he's like, oh, have you met Ben? And I was like, he was like, no. I was like, it's a pleasure, man. Like, at that point, I was like, damn, like, the pressure wasn't on before. It's definitely on now. So it's, yeah, it was crazy.
Was this your first time coming into AEW and meeting Tony Khan? And what has that relationship been like?
Yeah, so I met him when, for the first time I went there, when I wrestled Ricky Starks on AEW. And so it's crazy that, like, Tony is, like, the equivalent of Vince McMahon in WWE, because he's, like, he's so very, like, easy to talk to. And, like, the fact that I'm, you know, I've played soccer, like, a high level all my life. And, like, I've actually, like, played against the Fulham Academy, like, when I was playing, like, for my island of Jersey. Like, we went over and played Fulham, and he's the sporting director of Fulham. So, like, I'm just having these, like, back and forth, like, conversations, just, like, spitting, like, football with him, like talking about, like, transfers that he's made, like, hopes for the season. Like, he's asking me, like, where I play. Like, it's, like, easy conversation for sure. He's a great human being, and I thank him, you know, so much for the opportunities that he's given me.
Who made the contact to bring you into AEW? We've heard the story about Britt Baker, who apparently is the world's greatest recruiter. She has recruited you, Wardlow, and Kylie Rae. That's a pretty good resume for somebody like Britt Baker. But who made the first contact to bring you into AEW?
So it was originally Christopher Daniels that reached out to me on Twitter and email, asking, like, just like, would you be interested in coming and working a couple of, you know, a match or two, and just for us to have a look at you? And I was like, yes, totally, 1,000%. And then they, you know, I'm not like a citizen. So, like, I talked on the phone with a representative about, you know, we won't be able to pay you because, you know, it's illegal. Would you be interested in coming to do it for free? And I was like, I don't care about the money. Like,
yeah.
I'll do it for free any day. So, like, yeah. So, and then from there, I was like, sweet, let's do this.
So when you hear that somebody like Britt Baker, who, from what I understand, you didn't know, is going to bat for you in this manner, from what I understand, she was, like, showing Tony Khan personally footage of you that she saw, that has to feel good. That has to be, like a real confidence booster. Cause I mean, she's, like, the face of that division.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very cool. And, like, I'm a you know, big fan of hers anyway. So it was cool that was a thing to begin with. But, yeah, like, we had never like actually, like, formally met in person. You know, she had just seen some things on Twitter and on the DCW shows that she'd liked. And that just shows, like, how, like, good of a person she is. Like, she didn't have to do that for me, but, like, you know, she went to bat, and it's literally, like, resulted in, like, some of, like, the best periods of time, like, in my entire life. So I can't thank her enough for being the kind of, like, catalyst for that. It's all surreal, but that part's also really, really cool. So
you had this phenomenal match with Lee Johnson. My God. And he's so good too.
Damn right.
You had to know while it was happening that was going to be something special, because I had people in AEW buzzing me saying, you got to watch the Lee Johnson-Ben Carter match that's coming up. And all due respect to Dark, people talk about Dark. I don't usually get people saying, you got to watch this match specifically, go out of your way to do it. You guys put on a special one there.
Yeah. So, like, you know, Lee's amazing. And, like, I think it was really good that he got given the time with me to go out there and say no restrictions, just go out there and put on a show. And, like, you know, that was really cool that that ended up being the case. And Lee's a goddamn superstar. So he's going to be like he's hopefully like that match, you know, helps catapult him to greater things as well, because he definitely is good enough. He definitely deserves it. So, I mean, I was glad that we got given the opportunity to go out there and have a banger, which is what we did. So
yeah,
pleased with that.
And he's been around there quite a bit too, and always had good performances. But that one you could say is a breakout performance for both of you. I don't know how familiar you are with TNA 18 years ago, but America's Most Wanted, Chris Harris and James Storm, they weren't a team. They just performed well against each other, and TNA was like, we got to put them together. What if that got pitched to you for Lee Johnson? Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, totally. I think, like, anything that would be, like, given to me, I'd like to think I'd make it work. And, I mean, that's – I mean – my little sister watched the Lee match, and she was like, "You guys are like twins. You guys do the exact same moves." Like, so I mean, it would definitely work. So I mean, I'd be interested, but we'll see what happens in the future.
Your sister went viral. You posted the reaction because obviously somebody told her that you had lost that match, and that wasn't the case.
Yeah, my mom kayfabe.
Oh, that's amazing. How did that feel? Because, I mean, that's a special moment that she doesn't get to share in person for a variety of reasons. Even if you wanted to, you couldn't in this day and age. But that it got captured. How did that make you feel to see that?
Yeah. So, like, I'm currently still in, like, isolation. So, like, I'm all about trying to, like, fill the time with good material, and my mom sent me that, and I was like, no way, you got her reaction to like the whole thing. And like when the three count hit, man, like, oh, I can't explain the feeling, because like I've watched wrestling with her ever since she was just like a little kid. So like back when I didn't even know I was going to be a wrestler yet, so it was like, just I can't describe the feeling of like having her like watch me on like a big stage and getting a win as well. So like, she was very proud. She gives me a lot of stick sometimes when I lose.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
So I was glad that I was able to get the win and you know, show her that I'm actually all right.
So how are you feeling physically right now? You had mentioned you had been diagnosed with COVID. How are you feeling physically? As we film this, it is the Sunday following Late Night Dynamite, but a lot of people might not know that was filmed weeks ago.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now?
Yeah. I I feel absolutely fine. I think it's funny that, like, some people have, like, been like, oh, well, you caught it at AEW. And it's like, no, like, they have a strict testing regimen in Yank wrestling without a negative test. Yeah. So, I mean, I've got it. I don't know when, at some point after. You know, I guess I'm one of the lucky ones, because I feel fine. Like, I did kind of, like, I don't know whether it was a placebo effect or anything, but I was, like, kind of, I guess, like, not tasting my food as much as I normally did. I mean, like, now I'm fine. Now I taste my food perfectly, but, like, I haven't shown any, like cough, like, blocked nose, anything like that. It's been, like, a pretty easy ride so far, so that's lucky. But I've made sure that, like, I've come into contact with absolutely no one, so...
So how did that affect you? I mean, obviously you had to pull out of some bookings and had to adjust things that way. And that's got to suck coming off of such a hot performance.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm very, very salty that I don't get to wrestle Alex Shelley for Black Label. I'm like, because he's been just like a tremendous, like, help for me since like the turn of the year. Like, he's been like a, like I'd say... Merrick Brave and Seth Rollins are my wrestling fathers. He's like my wrestling uncle. Like, he's like been so like helpful. And he was like, one day we're going to wrestle. And then like, we finally get the opportunity to wrestle. And then it kind of gets taken away. So I hope that happens at some point in the future. Can't do AAW, couldn't do Warrior last night. So that kind of sucked, but hopefully soon I'll be back to normal and everything will be fine.
And although that's negative, I gotta say, Kylie Rae's reaction to getting to wrestle Alex Shelley was so wholesome.
I was like, ah,
yeah.
I don't believe everything happens for a reason. I just think that things just happen in certain kind of in certain orders that are completely like, I mean, nothing's meant to happen, in my opinion, but. That was pretty cool. Like, I ain't gonna say it was meant to be, but like, I'm glad it's Kylie getting it, but not and yeah.
When I saw those pictures of her crying, I was like, oh, she's posted more pictures from her engagement. I didn't even realize.
And then it had like the Alex Shelley graphic.
Yeah,
like, that's what I really thought too. Yeah.
Oh, that's. It is truly so wholesome, and that is the one silver lining to come out of this. Of course, we do hope that you're healed up and back soon, especially after. After that, but a lot of people first heard your name associated with Black and Brave. What was that process like training there, learning from Merrick Brave and Seth Rollins?
Yeah. So it was very cool because they don't just like slap a name on a school and like Rollins is never there. Like he wasn't there for like the first 2 weeks of training because he was in like Saudi Arabia, like a European tour. Mm-hmm. But then like the next 10 weeks, I don't think he missed like a single training session. Like it was like, he was very involved and like, that was like really, really cool. And, you know, I just like look at the stuff I was doing before I trained there and the stuff after. And it's just like a world of difference. Like it still doesn't feel real that like those guys are my trainers and I can hit them up at any time and ask for their opinion on stuff and like, you know, critiques on matches and they're always there. They're literally just a text message away. So it's like, I can't say enough good things about the school. You know, if anyone wants to be a pro wrestler and get trained by the best, there's no better school out there than Black and Brave.
Yeah, I've known a few people that have trained there, at least talked to a few people, and they say that like Rollins goes above and beyond to let you know how things work. I believe there was even like a Q&A session as a part of the training at one point where you ask him anything you want to know how it works and he'll kind of explain it to you. Did you get any feedback from them after your AEW appearances?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And it was cool because they reached out saying like, you know, that, you know, congrats on everything. And then like, obviously then it comes like the critiques, which I'm all about. I'd rather you tell me like things I could have done better than just like blow smoke, you know? So like, you know, it's just really cool that I get to have those guys in my corner and, you know, and they're two of like the smartest brains in the entire wrestling world. So very fortunate.
Did Becky Lynch ever pop up there? Did she ever do any training around there?
Yeah, she's around there quite a bit now. You know, like, one thing that's really cool is that, like, you know, once you graduate from Black and Brave, like, you're I mean, that gym is yours for life. So I can, you know, like, I can go in and join in any workout that I want that they're taking part in. And, like, you know, Becky and Seth are always working out there, so I'm, like, sometimes just, like, hop in their workout most of the time, to be honest. Like, I guess I'm a CrossFitter now because I just don't work out much. But so she's around quite a fair bit.
So have you gotten any interest from any other companies? I had heard some rumblings that there was some people that were interested in you before everything hit. I don't want to put that out there if it's not supposed to be out there, but I've heard some things.
So I'm in, like, I'm in a pickle. I've got, like, a lot of cool avenues that I could potentially take. And now it's about deciding which one is the right one for me. And to be honest, I have no clue what the future holds. But I'm thinking about it, like, every day, like, talking to my family, my trainers, and my friends about it. So, I mean, like, I'm just blessed to be, like, in this situation to begin with. So that's kind of all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
because I don't know. Like, I don't know what the future holds for me.
It has to feel good to be wanted.
Yeah. It's like, again, it's like everything that I've ever, like, dreamed of in this stage of my career. Like, my biggest thought at this point was, like, oh man, like, I might have to go back home and start, like, from scratch on the UK indies and have to, like, build new connections from scratch because, like, I've made my connections in the US. So, like, that was kind of my biggest worry. But now I've got kind of, like, you know, different, better problems than that. So I'm very happy.
How do you balance that? Because you mentioned about how, because of residential status, like, you couldn't be paid for that situation. How do you balance all of that while trying to make that work and making such a life-altering decision for yourself? Because obviously something like a visa would have to be something that they would have to take care of wherever you work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that especially once that's a thing that I've, like, come to – I knew that it was always kind of a big obstacle because that's just, like, kind of the way it is with internationals, especially in this climate. But, you know, that is a hurdle that I'm going to have to, I guess, get over soon enough. But I guess, like, only time will tell as to, like, you know, how difficult that process is. And I will say, like, in this current climate, you know, you have guys who are struggling to get visas who are actually, you know, in major companies. Like, they're struggling to get their visas renewed just off the basis that they're not American. So it's a difficult situation, but it's one that is solvable. So
as we wrap up, were you much of a wrestling video gamer?
Totally.
Or are you still?
Yeah. I mean, like, I will say, like, the wrestling games have kind of, like, I mean, the standard of them has kind of, like, dropped in recent years. But I mean, like, I've always been, like, a huge wrestling gaming dude. Like, I, like, from SVR 2007 onwards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 1,000%.
I've had some people say that they'll, like, especially this generation of wrestlers, that they'll do moves almost the way they saw them in wrestling games. Like, they'll Does that happen with you?
Yes. So, like, it's funny that you say that. Literally, like, you know, I'd say, like, half of my moveset I got from, like, so I pretty much every single year I'd go through all the moves in the WWE games and literally just, like, have my phone out and, like, go through each and every single one. And if I see one that I like and I can realistically do that I want to try, I'm like, hey, let me quickly record this so I can try it in training the next day. So I've literally got, like, a folder in my phone of, like, moves, and all of them pretty much are like motion capped things from the WWE games. So
that is fantastic. Like, I see that so much more with this generation. Like, I've had people tell me that when they do a tombstone, they'll like let go of people like how they saw in WCW Revenge. It'll be more of an abrupt thing. I think that's so cool. That shows the influence that video games have instead of the opposite.
Yeah. And that thing is such like a cool like tool to use. Like it's literally perfect for aspiring wrestlers. So when like people at the school, I'll be like, you know, will sometimes be in training and they'll be like, oh, I just don't know what moves to do. I'm like, have you ever played the WWE games? You have the WWE games? Because if you don't, there's YouTube videos. If you do, just go through and see which ones you like.
Especially when you were creating somebody, you could just repeat the move over and over again. Hit the square button. You can see how it's executed.
Yep. Slow it down. Everything. Yeah.
So let the people know where they can follow you on social media and where they can buy shirts, anything like that.
Yeah. So my Instagram is at Benjamin Carter BXB. My Twitter is at Ben Carter BXB because they don't allow that many characters on Twitter. Kind of annoying, but it is what it is. I've got like some old shirts I'm trying to get rid of. So if you hit me up on social medias, like nice. I'll give you info and like we can work something out. Should probably step up my merch game, to be honest.
Especially after this week. Come on.
Yeah. So that's definitely something I'm looking into. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the plugs.
Well, Ben Carter, thank you so much. Hope that I get to speak to you again. Until next time, guys, we're out.